Good morning. You are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. And welcome to the Husky Nation News Show. We're giving all the news you need to know about the University of Connecticut this week, courtesy of the WHUS News Department and UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus. I am your host, Yarelis Diaz, and let's get started. Former executive director at Ohio State University's Office of Undergraduate Admissions, Vern Granger, has been named director of undergraduate admissions at the University of Connecticut. According to Grace Burns of the Daily Campus, Granger says to UConn Today that he felt positive energy while on campus and is looking forward to an intensely collaborative experience of growing the recognition of the university. Grace Burns is a campus correspondent for the Daily Campus. The new bus lines were announced by the Undergraduate Student Government and Transportation Services, where they announced the return of the Depot line. This story was covered by Ashley Anglizano in the Daily Campus. Bus line changes are expected to go into effect in 2 weeks after students voiced their difficulties getting around campus. Gabriella De Benedictis from Daily Campus reports transportation services brought back Silver Line and added a new loop to North and Northwest residence halls. The new loop is mainly to serve commuter lots in the core of campus. Brown water was coming from the drink dispenser last week at South Dining Hall. University of Connecticut's spokesperson, Stephanie Reitz, says this has been determined to be a result of a leak repair. Hot water was temporarily shut in Snow Hall in efforts to locate and repair the leak. The discolored water was an effect of turning the water back on after the repairs were concluded. This story was reported by Taylor Harton from the Daily Campus. Our own WHUS news correspondent, Catherine Seifer, traveled to Hartford and attended a forum held by UConn Health to discuss the ongoing impact Hurricane Maria has on Puerto Rican families in Connecticut. Take a listen.
Just days after Hurricane Florence struck the North Carolina coast, UConn Health hosted a community forum in Hartford to mark 1 year since Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. The forum held last Thursday highlighted Puerto Rican families who sought refuge in Connecticut after the storm struck the island, causing destruction that still lingers to this day. Speakers included UConn Health faculty and students, Puerto Rican individuals seeking refuge in Connecticut, as well as community members committed to assisting the families displaced in the storm's aftermath. The forum addressed the challenges of assisting these families displaced by the hurricane. Many of these families are unsure when or even if they will return to the island. Hurricane Maria was a Category 4 hurricane that first made landfall in Puerto Rico on September 20, 2017. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a Category 4 hurricane is characterized by top speed winds over 130 miles per hour. Storms like these are capable of causing catastrophic damage. Hurricane Maria is estimated to be responsible for the deaths of about 3,000 people, according to a George Washington University report.
My name is Candida Flores.
Candida Flores is the CEO of Family Life Education in Hartford. It's an organization focused on serving women and children, with a strong focus on self-efficacy and empowerment. 1 year on, Flores says the situation in Puerto Rico has improved a little.
For what I've seen, it's too disjointed, too disconnected. I don't think that the families that came from Puerto Rico have gotten the services that they need, and we need to be more coordinated, more organized. And those people who need to be responding to this crisis are coordinating with each other.
According to forum organizer Dr. David Gregorio of UConn Health, Hurricane Maria's impact on Puerto Rico didn't end when the wind stopped blowing. In the past year, the island has struggled to restore electricity to all its inhabitants. According to a pamphlet handed out in the forum, many people have sought refuge in the United States, including in the greater Hartford region, because of the lack of suitable housing and necessary public services in Puerto Rico.
My name is Bianca Noroñas.
Bianca Noroñas was in San Juan, Puerto Rico during the hurricane. She has since relocated to Hartford, where she works as a community health worker. Noroñas still remembers the day the storm hit in vivid detail.
The day during the storm, I was with my two-year-old daughter. It was like a nightmare because you feel that you are living in a Hollywood movie. we usually see that kind of movie like the end of the world. We feel like the end of the world that day.
Flores says that Connecticut residents can do more to help people like Noroñez. Listening to the panelists at this forum is just one small step.
We need to be more coordinated. You know, we need to be more empathetic, you know, that it can happen to us.
The Hartford event was co-sponsored by the Yukon Health Department of Community Medicine and Healthcare, Family Life Education, the Latino Medical Student Association, and the Public Health Student Association. For WHUS News, I'm Catherine Seifer.
Hi, everyone. This is Daniela. I'm the news director here at WHUS, and I'm here to give you the weather for the week. Today, Friday, you're going to see showers mainly before 1 p.m., and the rain could be heavy at times. You're also going to see some fog before 2 p.m., and there's going to be a high near 61. The chance of precipitation is around 90%, so you'll definitely see some rain. And then on Friday night, you're going to see a lot of fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Saturday, you're also going to see some more fog before 9 a.m., otherwise it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 70. And Saturday night, you'll see the clear skies continuing with a low around 47. On Sunday, you're going to see some patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise it'll be sunny with a high near 66, and on Sunday night, you'll see patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 52. The fog's going to keep on going into next week until around Wednesday, where you're going to see some sun with a high near 75. That's been your weather this week with me, Daniela, and now let's get back to the show with Jetalise and her guests.
That's all the news we have this week. We'll now be going into a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to Gian Salivani about post-graduation plans, stress, and high expectations.
Huskies ready to delve into the world of diplomacy can find a seat waiting for them with the Yukon Travel Model United Nations. Get trained in public speaking, negotiation, and networking so you can take on a role in different kinds of diplomacy scenarios, like the UN General Assembly, and historical events, like the French Revolution. Hone these skills across the United States at competitive conferences where you can be a diplomat, build professional skills, and travel. Meetings are on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. in Monteith, room 319. And check out tmun.org for more information. You are listening to WHUS Stores.
And we're back from that short break. We'll now be moving into the discussion portion of our new show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. I am in the studio with Gian Salivani, who is an allied health senior at UConn, and Daniela Doncel, a journalism major at UConn, and is also a senior. So, considering the fact that we're all seniors, how do you guys feel about graduating pretty soon?
I'm not ready. I'm telling you right now, I'm not ready.
I am not ready, but super excited for it to be over.
My biggest concern is finding a job. Like,
I haven't even started looking.
Me either.
I'm like, how do you do this? What's the real world like?
I feel like I just think, I'm like, will I even find a job?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, those student loans, when they kick in, though.
Oh, my God.
That's a scary thought. Grad school is something I'm considering.
$100,000. Oh, God. Yeah. What are you thinking of going into?
Physician assistant.
Gotcha.
It's a great career, but getting there is going to be a struggle.
I'll
probably have to take a year off for some hours.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to do when I get out of here, because I'm so used to just like the club's environment and like doing all these like organization stuff. And like, true, I could join like a nonprofit outside of school, but it's like, I haven't really thought about, like, a career per se. Like, I have thought about it, but, like, not realistically. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of relate to that. Although I am in the medical field, I was pre-med first, then I was pre-PA, then I was pre-physical therapy, and now that I've been a scribe for over a year, I'm sometimes considering, like, completely switching out of medicine because I just don't know if it's for me.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of, like, circumstances that you don't really think about until you're actually working in the emergency department.
Mm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully graduation comes and I can just, like, take that year off, figure out what I'm going to do, maybe go into, like, the Peace Corps or, like, something like that.
Yes. I've actually considered joining the Peace Corps as well. Because I think it's great what they do and what they stand for. So because you once you commit to them, they, like,
They take care of you, and you're doing something great. You're giving back to the community, maybe not your own within America, but you get to go overseas with some of these organizations, which is amazing. So
wow, that's incredible.
Love to do that.
Mm-hmm. We should look into it. Maybe we can do it together. Honestly.
Well, in addition to that, like, furthering education, like, is it worth it? Like, that's the biggest question. Will that pay off? An extra 2 years.
I've been asked that multiple times in the past 2 years, you know, because I'm graduating soon. And I've had, like, multiple people tell me, oh, you should go into, like, continue journalism. Oh, you should continue creative writing and get an MFA in creative writing, which is, like, a master's in fine arts. Or you should go into French and teach French and become a professor in French. I'm just like, I'm not interested in, like, any of that. Like, I just want to go out into the field and do writing. You know what I mean? I'm so tired of this, like, exam paper grade. Like, it's repeated for, I've been in this, like, system for way too long. I need to get out.
I totally agree.
Also, I feel like nowadays, like, your grades have such an impact on you emotionally and mentally as well.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty much over it. I'm just like, I don't want a number to define, like, how I feel about myself or what I feel like I'll be worth once I graduate.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had an exam earlier today. Oh my God. I studied hours and hours. I lost so much sleep over it. I went and took the exam, left feeling so defeated. And I know that it's going to be a struggle now for the rest of the semester to make sure I hit a certain grade now.
Yeah.
So it's rough.
It's definitely hard to not have that number define you. Because you can say it so many times in your head. But when they tell you have to go into a job and they're going to look at
that GPA,
your transcript, it's like, first of all, low-key, are they really? You know? Because
really?
It's like, no, they want to see if you've done experience. That's why I put so much heart and soul into what I do and, like, all the organizations that I'm a part of. Because at the end of the day, like, don't get me wrong, I strive for my 4.0, but, you know, is it, like, there are so many exams that I've studied for that I'm just like, that was a waste of time that I could have.
So, I think I see where you're coming from. So, for example, I'm working towards finishing up my bachelor's degree. Well, what can I do with that bachelor's degree? So let's say I get a 4.0. What can you really do with the allied health degree? You can't really do anything with it. You have to apply to graduate school. So I feel like nowadays, I feel like my parents, my dad has a bachelor's in English. He works for the U.S. Army as an interpreter. You cannot do that nowadays. You have to have a master's or further education to be able to get a high paying job, to be able to be established quicker. I just feel like grad school is like, it's like a goal for everyone now in college to get a decent job.
And I also feel like, but I'm also hopeful because the millennials nowadays, as much people, you put us down for being millennials, but we understand the value of taking care of your mental health and the value of putting in experience rather than focusing on the grade or the degree that you have. And I feel like the times will shift eventually where it's not all about the fact that you have a master's or a PhD. Sure, the PhD degree will still have a lot of weight. It absolutely does. Yeah. You worked so hard for it. Absolutely. But is it going to be as important as it was so many years ago? You know, I'm just hopeful that it won't be as important as it used to be.
I agree.
I feel like I am floating right now. I have circled around so many different Options, so many thoughts. I honestly do not know what the future holds, but I feel like that's how all seniors feel, their anxieties if they didn't get a job proposal like by now, which a lot of people are getting. I've heard of a few from doing internships, like especially business majors. So
but do you like, do you have a dream to like accomplish something?
Of course.
Which is
I would love to be a broadcast journalist.
That would be so that would be great, right? So like, even though you don't, you're like, you feel like you're in water and you don't know what you're gonna do, are you still gonna actively pursue that? Because I think at the end of the day, that's the most important part.
Always
is that you're going striving for that dream.
So, do you guys have a bucket list before you graduate?
Okay, that's a good question. I do. Okay, so this is a pretty bold one, but I had skydiving up there since like last year, and I told myself I would go before I turned, or at 20. Like I said, I would go before I turned 22. Well, I'm going to turn 22 in December, so my time is running out. So now I'm telling myself if I can do that before I graduate.
We will go spring semester together.
Do it. Yeah. No, UConn Skydiving Club. Yes. Hit them up. Yeah.
I'm so down, but I'm also so nervous.
I haven't thought about it as much. Like, I know I want to do it, but I feel like it'll hit me when I'm on the plane and I'm like, I'm really going to jump out of a plane right now.
I'd be the one who's on the edge and say, no, like, whatever I sign, take it back. I can't jump out of a plane. Like, I feel like my whole life would flash before my eyes. And that's something that I don't know if I'm ready for.
So that's fun. Yeah, I have no desire to jump out of a plane. I'm good. I will happily wait for you guys on the floor.
Are you like an adrenaline person? Do you
I'm really not that. Like, there's some, like, in my youth, I sound like such an adult. But like when I was younger, I used to do that kind of stuff specifically only because other people told me to. So they'd be like, they would be like, here, we're at the river, let's jump off this cliff. And so we'd go jumping or whatever, and I would do it. But like, I don't actively seek out any, like, adrenaline, you know, whatever the word is.
I love roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
I love, like, I will go the whole mile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything that just makes me feel like eventually, like, I'm going to look back and be like, I wish I did that, or I'm glad I did that. Like, I will seize it.
I'm the opposite of you, because although I do want to go skydiving, and I guess I like adrenaline, but I'm not an adrenaline junkie. So I am scared of roller coasters. I'm scared of haunted houses. I'm scared of being in the dark for too long. But I do want to go skydiving because I just feel like I'll be overcoming something that so many people are afraid to do. Maybe I'll get over my like fear of heights then too. Hopefully if I'm that high up in the air.
So you mentioned haunted houses.
The season is upon us.
Spooky season.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about it? Do you guys have like
a little plan?
Like a little, yeah, no, I love spooky season. October, I'm all for it. I watch all the Halloween movies. Like, I do like the tradition of like watching Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. I'm big into, so like, I just love all of it,
My thing is, although I just spoke about how I am an adrenaline junkie, I cannot stand haunted houses.
What? Really?
I am so scared of them. You could not pay me to go into one.
I'm literally the same. My friend is like, oh my god, we need to take you here. I'm like, listen, I have... My sisters plan every year to go to, like, the basic haunted houses in Waterbury. They, like,
set them up.
And they're, like, super small, like, the basic one. I can't do it. I can't go. I just, like, see myself screaming and being cornered and, like, being, like, chased down with a chainsaw. I just, why would I put myself through so much
that
trauma?
Was my
That was my traumatic experience.
I got chased with a chainsaw when I was, like,
Wait, are we talking for real?
Like, it was...
Okay. Oh, my God. I was like, wait, is this a traumatic experience we witnessed? Okay. No, okay, I'm good.
I was outside of a haunted house.
Okay.
All my cousins went in, and I was like, I'll wait. The adults were there, and they were like, oh, go over there. Like, see what's over there. I was, of course, very naive, and I was like, okay, I'll go check. Out of nowhere, out comes this guy with a chainsaw, and I'm just running for my life, screaming.
Oh, no.
I was never in my life will I go next to a haunted house, anything haunted, I am okay.
I'm just too scared. That is not my thing.
I don't mind haunted houses. I'll go into a haunted house. Which is funny, because I don't see it as, like, an adrenaline rush thing, which is hilarious. I just see it as, like, a fun little attractive.
And it's so fun to be chased by, a zombie, basically.
Well, I've always wanted to go to, what is it called, the Six Flags Fright Fest that they do. I want to go to it so bad, because I've never done it. And they have, like, people in costumes sitting next to you on the roller coaster. And they're, like, trying to scare you on the roller coaster.
Lake Compounds? I know Lake Compounds has something.
Do they really? I didn't know that. I'll have to go to that.
It's a haunted graveyard, I believe.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
They're on the ground crawling. Yeah.
That's creepy. It's super scary.
Honestly, like, if it comes to, like, getting dressed and pretending like you're gonna kill me, I will have cardiac arrest. You will find me in your nearest hospital. I cannot.
No, it's scary.
So, wait. So, do you go into, like, spirit Halloween stores? Because, like, they have a lot of, like, displayed things that scare people.
I like, put my hand over my face slightly and I look away.
That's hilarious.
But don't get me wrong. I love dressing up.
Okay, yeah.
I love dressing up for Halloween.
Does anyone have any plans for Halloween costumes yet?
Listen.
I've been thinking about it, so.
I have a costume plan. Ooh. I don't know if many people know.
Okay.
But it's kind of cliche, kind of not really. Selena.
Yeah.
I have the dark hair. Yeah.
That would look awesome. Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah.
I love that.
I was thinking of doing, I'm not big into dresses. I don't wear dresses a lot. But my dog is a Yorkie and kind of low-key looks like Dorothy's, Toto from The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. So I was going to do, like, a hipster version of Dorothy and still have the basket with my dog in it. I think it would be, like, such a cute photo shoot.
I would love that. That's so cute.
Wow. I support it.
No, thank you.
1 point from me.
Yeah.
Honestly, well, in between that, we still have all these exams.
I know.
We can't escape.
I can't escape. I had a quiz this morning in my French class. I had not studied for French this hard in so long because usually French for me is very easy and I just go in and bump, just put it out and it's fine. Yeah. That did not happen today. And I was like, oh no, I can't. Oh, I'm going to take the L on this one.
I took the L too. It's fine. It happens. I mean, it's just one of those days, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe next week. Quizzes will be better, hopefully.
The only thing I'm looking forward to, like actually looking forward to, is Thanksgiving. I know it's 2 months away, but once I see those leaves changing color, I'm like, wow, where's the turkey?
I'm ready for the food.
Oh my God, Black Friday shopping. I wonder how crazy it's going to get this year. I feel like more people are becoming more aware that it's kind of like a scam a little bit. Like, there's really not that many great deals.
No, there really isn't.
Like, we just literally go to the mall just to see how many people are there. That's the only reason we go. We don't buy anything. Like,
I never went Black Friday shopping. My mom thinks it's like,
it's not worth it. I tried going once. It did not work out. There was like no deals.
There's never deals.
Yeah, no, I was not for it.
Yeah, no.
I remember I had a job like 2 years ago working as a fine jewelry. And I had to be in at work at 4 a.m. I had to be like already clocked in.
Wow.
Like it was so bad. So bad. I honestly hated it.
Yeah. I can imagine.
I was so tired. I just wanted to spend it with my family, but I had to be up at 3 a.m, 2:30 a.m.
To get ready for work.
Did you drink coffee?
I actually didn't drink coffee.
Listen, coffee doesn't even help that really because I work overnight shifts a lot.
Oh, really?
Hospital. brutal. You can drink all the coffee you want. It's not going to help you. Because those are hours you should be sleeping. Mm-hmm. Your whole circadian rhythm is off. So.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Somebody has to do it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you travel. Have you guys ever been, like, Europe?
Oh, yes.
Other side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Overseas for sure, yes. I went to Europe over the summer, and I went to Czech Republic, and it was like there was like a 6-hour difference. Mm-hmm. So we were like, I can honestly say, I did not know when I was tired or when I wasn't tired. I literally felt like a zombie.
The jet lag was real.
I can totally relate to that. I went overseas this summer too. I went to North of Iraq, Kurdistan, for a month. So that's a significant hour change too. I think it's 8 hours, but I'm not 100% sure. It took me a week to adjust. I only planned my trip for 4 weeks total, so it took a week just to adjust, and then I became a morning person.
Oh, no way.
Which is so crazy. I would wake up at 6 a.m. go to sleep at 10.
No way.
I could never do that here, but there it worked, and it was so, I mean, I loved it. I wish I could go back, but
yeah. When I went to Europe for the first time, it was weird because I didn't feel any jet lag when I got there. No, like, at all. I was totally fine. But I barely sleep anyway, so that's probably why. Okay. But for some reason, when I came back to the U.S., that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, I can't do this. Like, this hour difference is not working out for me. It was really, my internal clock was just skewed. Yeah.
The same thing happened to me. I was actually waking up at 6 in the morning. I felt like a grandma.
Yeah.
Like, being up so early. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, so we can relate to that. But yeah. I miss it. I wouldn't mind going overseas.
No, oh, for sure. Traveling is always worth it.
Oh, my God, yes.
Always.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah.
I'm looking into actually going back this summer.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that I could, fundraise and go.
Yeah, my mom and I are planning to go back to Europe. We're doing, like, a 5-country trip in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Wow. It's, like, because we're celebrating my graduation, my 22nd birthday, and then her 50th birthday.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's, like, it's worth spending the money.
Literally.
To go over there, yeah. So, I'm excited to go back.
There's so many celebrations.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm really, it's me and her, and then an old, like, childhood friend of hers. That's, like, kind of like my aunt. She's amazing. Her name's Lally. I love her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a specific place that you're, like, really excited to go to?
Ugh. I love all the places we're going to. We're going to Italy. I've been to Italy before. But we're going to new cities this time that I haven't been to. So that's exciting. After that, we're going to Switzerland, which was not planned. It just happened to be a part.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were just, it's one night. So I was like, I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're going to Paris, which I've lived in. So I know Paris very well.
Okay.
But,
that is awesome.
I love Paris. So I'm happy to go back. Yeah. And then we're going to London, which is the one place I really want to go to, because I have a friend in London who I met when I was in Paris, and I haven't seen her in obviously years now because I haven't studied abroad and I haven't gone back. So I'd love to hang out with her, and I really want to go see the Harry Potter Warner Brothers studio tour.
Yeah.
I'm just such a nerd. I want to see it so bad. And then after that, we're going to Spain.
My God, Spain has been on my list of travels for years.
Yeah.
Like, it's wow.
It's my first time going.
I need to see pictures.
Yeah, no.
Definitely.
Please. Yeah. So I'm very excited for it.
That's awesome.
I'll definitely show all the pictures.
Well, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you so much, Gian and Daniela, for speaking with me. And thank you for listening in on this show. Thank you, Daily Campus, for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our intro music. I've been your host, Jarelis Diaz. And thank you for listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great day.